Welcome to Praise God. I'm Arrested and Free with your host, Julianne Harris. A show based on the Word of God and the promises of God's undying love for you. Now your host and the sheriff's daughter, Julianne Harris.
Hello and good morning. It is October the 20th in the year of our Lord, 2019. I'm Julianne Harris, and praise God, I'm arrested and free. I'm arrested by God's goodness, His grace, His love, and His mercy. And I've been set free from pain, anxiety, fear, discontentment, sickness, and all the negative things that can happen to us in life. I have been set free from. And a special shout out to my dad in northeastern Montana, who is a sheriff there. So yes, I am a sheriff's daughter. So at the beginning of the show, I just want to inform everybody, if you are following me on Facebook, you've already seen the announcement that I made last Saturday, and that is that I am going to be going off of KRDO News Radio. I don't see me going back on because I'm moving in a different direction. So what I'm going to be doing is I will be doing YouTube videos. I will be separating the audio off the video and also doing podcasts. So in reality, a lot of you that have talked to me, you said the hardest part about listening to my episodes is being able to find it and listen to it. So, hey, that's going to change. It's going to be easier. I'm also going to be starting an Instagram account as well as a YouTube channel. So how you're going to be able to find me in the future, and I feel this is very important, is you either need to go to Facebook and search me there at Arrested and Free. I will have links to my YouTube channel. Also, you want to go to Instagram at Arrested and Free. That will also give you links to the YouTube channel. I have not set up the YouTube channel as of right now, but when I get that information, I'll share it with you next week. And of course, please, please, please write down my number of 970-919-0459. That's 970-919-0459. And you can always message me there and I can hook you up if you're just burning to hear more of my teaching. Hallelujah. So I'll be watching my phone for that. So praise God, I've been talking about supernatural change in your life. You know, I was thinking this morning as I was preparing for what to share with you today, and you know, our whole world, our whole lives, we're always seeking change, and we're always seeking life change. You know, like that's why at the beginning of every year, like January 1st, it skyrockets to go like gym memberships and these self-help things. And man, if you look around you today, you will see how many self-help things are out there because people desire change, radical change in their life. And while going to the gym is going to help you, while eating healthy is going to help you live a better life, I'm here to tell you, unless you understand spirit, soul, and body, is the way I like to phrase it. And let me clarify what that is. The fact that you are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. Unless you understand this about yourself as a born-again believer, you are not going to see the radical change that Jesus died on the cross for you to have. And this is good news, folks, because a lot of times we want to blame somebody else. We want to say, well, it's God's fault that I'm doing this. Well, God just created me to make these bad decisions, and you know, God must be putting me through this. Well, no, God's not putting you through it. You're the one who can change and make a difference in how you're living. Just like losing weight. You're not going to lose weight if you continually and consistently eat the wrong stuff. Eat sugar, eat carbs, eat all this stuff that makes you gain weight. If you consistently do that over time, you will gain weight. If you're wanting to lose weight, you need to consistently not eat that stuff. You need to consistently feed on the Word of God if you want to see change in your life. I'm talking lasting change, because you know what? We can try within ourselves. And those same people that buy those gym memberships the beginning of January, they're the same ones that quit going to gym either at the end of January or maybe they'll last till like March. but it falls off because any change you try to do in and of yourself, when you're white knuckling it, when you're trying to do things, any sort of change like that is not going to be lasting, folks. I'm telling you, I have said this over and over again. If you're trying to do it in and of yourself, change will not last. However, God sent Jesus, his son, to die on the cross for you and me. And he sent his Holy Spirit to dwell on the inside of you to help you have lasting change. But it's not going to happen, folks, unless you start reading the word. Jesus said, my words, they are truth and they our life. That's the stuff that's going to bring you change. And that's where I'm bringing it back to spirit, soul, and body. You are a spirit. That spirit is going to live for all eternity, folks. It's either going to live in the presence of God, in what we call heaven, or it's going to be outside of the presence of God, which is what we call hell. So it's up to you. Your sins have been paid for. All judgment for everything you've ever done, whether it good or bad, has gone into Jesus. God judged Jesus, who had no sin, and he put all the punishment and all the sacrifice for your sin into Jesus. And that is done for the entire world. For everybody who ever has lived or ever will live, that's been done. But get this, folks, not everybody's saved because it's up to you. It's by grace you are saved. That's everything God has done for you. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. I just want to quote it. So it's by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves. Okay? It is a gift of God, that not of yourselves. So it's grace that has saved every human being that ever was and ever will be, but it's got to be through faith. It's up to you. And that's where I keep coming back to the spirit, soul, and body. If you don't start believing and start identifying with who you are in the spirit as a born-again believer, you will not see change in your life. A lot of you wonder if you are even saved. You've maybe said the prayer 500 times and you've meant it every time, but then you walk out of the church and you do a piece of stupid. You think the same thought. You hear this. So this is the scripture I want to start with. Listen to me. I'm all fired up. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, it says this, therefore, if any man be in Christ. So let me just hold there for a minute, because what does that mean to be in Christ? That means that you have believed in your heart and confessed with your mouth that Jesus is the Son of God, that he came to earth and died on the cross for your sins, and on the third day God raised him from the dead. You are saved. Your spirit man is reborn. That's why we call it being born again. So that's what it's talking about here. In verse 17, it says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So listen, folks, I grew up in the church. I heard this scripture over and over again. And so I would go and I would rededicate and repray the prayer of salvation. And then I would walk out and nothing in my life had changed. Nothing. And yet the word is saying you are a new creation. How does that even make sense? It doesn't make sense unless you understand nothing has changed in your mind, your will, and your emotions. Nothing has changed in your body when you get born again, but your spirit is 100% new. That is the part that is the new creation. That is the part that all things are become new. In verse 18 there, it says, and all things are of God. Listen, when you walk out of the church and you think a dirty thought or a bad thought that you thought, okay, I'm born again. I'm right with God now. Yay. Yay, God. I'm walking outside and I have some bad thought. The first thing that wants to cross your mind is, are you really saved? How could you be saved and still have a thought like that? Because it's your soul, folks, and you won't experience the life God is desiring for you to have until you start renewing your mind to the word of God. And that's what I'm trying to help walk you through. And that's why I want you to continue to stay on my tails and listen to this life-giving word that I'm giving you, because this is what changed my life. You see, I didn't read this from a textbook and now I'm teaching you a lesson. I lived this. I lived the opposite of it for 20 some years. I lived walking away from church, feeling like I was right with God, and then instantly questioning my salvation, questioning whether I'm right with God, because I did not understand that it was my spirit that was made new. So let's go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, where I was just reading. Verse 18 says, "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given unto us the ministry of reconciliation." Look at there, folks. You're made equal. You have been reconciled. You know, when we look at a checkbook and we reconcile a checkbook, what does that mean? That means we make everything account for itself. So we want our checkbook to match what is going on in our bank account. Wow, that's really good. Thank you, Lord, for that, because that's a really good example. Because guess what? When you're reconciled, that means you are the same as. Your balance is the same as Jesus. You are reconciled unto God. That's how Jesus could say, with the same love you love me, Father, you love them. But you're not equal in your mind, your will, and emotions. You're not equal in your body. The only way you can get closer to walking and talking and showing forth more of Jesus is by renewing your mind to what is already true in your spirit. And if you're not able to listen to the rest of this episode, please go to my ministry website, which is juliesministry.org. That's juliesministry.org. Give me a call at 970-919-0459 or find me on Facebook at Arrested and Free. So when you're reconciled, your spirit is reconciled. Your spirit is 100% new. All things new. All things are of God, it says here in verse 18, who hath reconciled us unto himself and given us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. And that's what I've been teaching on for months now, folks, is reconciliation. It's righteousness. It is right standing with God. And that is your true identity. Man, there's so many things that happen to us in life that we think, this is not my identity, or we don't even think about your identity. There is a whole generation right now that is thinking about nothing but their identity, and they're lost. They don't know what their identity is, and that is a shame, folks. So that's the importance of spirit, soul, and body, and what a difference it made in my life. I would walk out of the church wondering if I was saved because nothing changed. But my spirit was made new when I was 8 years old, the first time I prayed the prayer. But get this, my mind was never renewed. I never understood that I was a three-part being. I never understood this section of scripture that I just read to you. And therefore, I had no fruit in my life. I had no change. If they would have arrested me for being a Christian, there would not have been enough evidence to convict me, praise God. And that's not a good place to be in. I know it. And you know it. I know somebody out there is listening right now, and that is not a fun place to be in. But maybe you've been in the church for years and you've never heard this before in your life. Well, you know what? This message is for you, because you are a spirit. And the only way you can reflect more of Jesus, the only way you can have eternal life, that is knowing the one true God, the only true God. The only way you can do that, folks, is start seeing yourself for who you are in the spirit, which is perfect. All things are of God. That's amazing, right? So right now, your spirit is perfect, mature, and complete as Jesus himself. You know, I've heard a lot of religious teaching, obviously, through the years on my roller coaster ride of life in and out of churches. I would always hear this stuff like, we got to grow our spirit, man. You know, you got to feed your spirit, man, like he was hungry or starving or something. You know, I get this image of like an Ethiopian child from the 80s, like, you know, flies and swollen belly, like my spirit is like on the verge of dying. No, listen here, folks. Your spirit is as perfect. It is mixed with the DNA of God and your DNA. That's amazing. But most of us have never heard it. We've never understood it. And that's what I'm trying to rectify right now. So in John chapter 1, verse 16, it says this, "And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace." Of his fullness, the fullness of Jesus dwells on the inside of you, folks. When God looks at you, he is spirit. He looks at you and who you are in the spirit. God is judging man not on their sin. God is judging whether or not you are believing on Jesus. And if you haven't believed on Jesus, then guess what? You're going to have to stand in front of God one day and answer for all your actions and be judged on your actions. And let me tell you, God is a holy God. You can see that from the Old Testament and the Ten Commandments and all of that. So another scripture I want to share is 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. It says, "Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world." Did you know that as Jesus is, so are you in this world? That is not talking about your thought patterns. That is not talking about your body. But get this, folks. Once you start going, you know what? As Jesus is, so am I in this world. I have the mind of Christ dwelling on the inside of me. That means when situations arise, when you are so consciously aware of who dwells on the inside of you, who you are in the spirit, your true identity, then you start thinking more like that. So instead of responding out of anger and hate and everything your flesh, your body wants to do, you'll go, wait, no, I have Jesus on the inside of me. And without even consciously thinking about it, you will start to respond like Jesus responds. You guys, what you behold, you become. And if you're not beholding Jesus, if you're not looking at who he is and what he has done for you and that is you, you will never reflect it. It's pretty crazy and it's pretty easy. When it comes down to it. In 1 John chapter 3, I love this because it used to be a song. "Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. Behold what manner of love the Father has given unto us. That we should be called the sons of God." That is an awesome scripture, and that's an old time song that I remember singing while I was confused. I didn't understand a word of it, folks. It says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has given unto us that we should be called the sons of God." That is amazing. Once you are born again, you are a son. Why? Because the Son of God, Jesus Christ, dwells on the inside of you in your spirit. Your spirit is made new, but your mind isn't aware of it until you start reading and understanding and believing, and then you'll bear much fruit. Wow, isn't that awesome, you guys? So just like my promo this week, the rest of your Christian life, the whole purpose for your Christian life is, number one, is relationship with God. You know, I had went home to Montana, and it was a college fair, and I was speaking with one of the youngsters' mothers, and she was talking about, you know, the whole purpose we're here is to bring others to Christ. Okay. And so in that moment, I can just be like, yeah, Or in that moment, I can say, well, here's a different thought. And so somebody out there listening, let's think about this for a moment. When God created Adam and Eve, was there anybody for Adam and Eve to go evangelize? That's a pretty deep thought, isn't it? So that's what I asked her. And I said, what do you think? What was Adam and Eve created for? If our only purpose is to bring others into the kingdom, to get others born again, to share the gospel of Jesus? I said, no, I don't agree necessarily. Well, I didn't say all of that, but she could tell. I was just trying to give her a different thought. I'm like, think about this. What did God create Adam and Eve for? And she thought about it for a minute and she said, for relationship. And I was like, exactly. And once we start realizing that, you guys, once you start realizing how right you are with God, you start living different. Once you renew your mind to who you are in the spirit, you start living different. And then you don't have to go out and try to lead other people to Jesus. What will happen is everyone will start noticing how different you are. And they will just flock to you like a moth to a flame and going, what is different about you? What is with you? I just like being around you. All this kind of stuff. And then you build those relationships and suddenly you have influence because you are living differently. If you're mad, nasty, mean, combative, all this kind of stuff, who wants to be around that? I don't. But when you have Jesus coming out of you because you understand who you are in your innermost being, that is your spirit, that your spirit is made new, that your identity is just like Jesus. As Jesus is, so are you in this world. Guess what? Things will change. I want to go to 1 Peter chapter 1, let's start in verse 2. Peter is speaking and he says, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Wow, you guys. And then verse 4 says, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You guys, we got to know these things. We got to know who God is. We got to know who Jesus is. And we got to know that we have the same attributes. We have everything that Jesus has. You know, that's why if you ever grew up in church and it was like, ask Jesus into your heart. Well, it's not really scriptural. It's never once said in the Bible, ask Jesus into your heart. No, your spirit has to be born again. And when it's born again, it is mixed with the DNA of Jesus. It is your DNA and the DNA of the very God that created you. And now you are a new spirit. But listen, folks, if you don't understand with your soul, with your mind, you will never see it come out into your body. You know, it's kind of the rule of majority. If your mind is more in tune with your body, guess what? You're going to be seeing a whole lot of crazy flesh, walking in the flesh, fulfilling the lust of the flesh. You'll just live a life of torment. That was me for 20 some years. I know it. But majority rules. If you get your soul lined up with who you are in your spirit, then your body just has to follow along. That's how I can say I live holier now than I have my entire life. And it's not because I'm white knuckling it. It's not like I'm sitting every morning in the presence of God going, God, help me live like a Christian today. No, I'm sitting in the presence of God every morning going, God, thank you that you're my Father. Thank you that you have nothing but good thoughts for me. Thank you that you have nothing but good plans for me. And out of that, I walk with a joy. I'm free from pain, discontentment, anxiety, fear, all of that mess. So I'm coming to a close, and the verse I'm going to leave with you today is 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of his divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. You are a partaker in the divine nature of God, but you got to see yourself that way. So folks, I want to just remind you, this is the second to last episode that I will be on the radio, but I'm moving into a new season and I'm going to be creating these videos. Well, actually my nephew is, and he is so into this right now. He told me the other day that he's not even able to sleep because he's so excited about all these ideas he has for my show. So I will be giving you more information, but here's what you need to know. You need to know my phone number, 970-919-0459, or you need to go to Facebook and find me at Arrested and Free. I will have information there of how you can watch these videos and get the podcast. Or you can go to Instagram at Arrested and Free, and then I will have a YouTube channel. I will also be doing podcasts. So I want you to have that information so you don't lose track of me. Okay, and I'm going to say my number one more time, 970-919-0459. Okay, and you can always get a hold of me there. And I just want to hear from you. I would love for you to send me a message and say, hey, or like my Facebook page. Oh, don't forget about my ministry website, juliesministry.org. And make sure and tune in next Sunday at 6:30 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio and hear more of Spirit, Soul, and Body and hear more of where my ministry is moving to. So praise God for you. Have a great week. Bye.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.